three key findings. NIST has put together, of course, some great work on it. But we found there were really three key findings when it came to continuous monitoring. One was the role of leadership, and that's leadership from OMB. And also, we found the best practice was NASA's Earth Observing System and their use of Splunk. And that was for this, that we found to be the best practice. And the three lessons we learned were, one, leadership, and that means from NASA, from the highest levels, and from OMB with CyberScope and strongly encouraging the move toward automated reporting. The second key lesson was the human element. You need both the human element and the software capabilities together. Unless you have the staff that's properly motivated, trained, that has the resources they need to do the job, it's all got to fit together. And the third part was that the continuous monitoring needs to take place in real time. You need to be able to analyze the data coming in and address it, change your queries, change what you're looking for, and deal with it on a real-time basis.
Okay, let's back up the bus just for a minute. You had mentioned the best practice from NASA, and you called it Splunk?
It's NASA use of Splunk, which is a software product which analyzes machine data in real time from across a variety of different systems. And what we found the best practice was the agency's use of this software package.
So they are able to do continuous monitoring in real time that way?
Correct. The Splunk package looks at the data coming in from their different systems, from their firewalls, from their VPN, and whatever other systems they have, and then can analyze it to look for anomalies.
Now, of course, federal CIOs and the chief information security officers will tell you there's a million tools on the market that they could buy and use, but it sounds like you really have to have the management structure in place before you buy some tool.
Exactly. Before you even start going down that road, what we've had now with continuous monitoring on a lot of FISMA is a heavy on paper-based compliance. Paper reports from agencies to OMB on their systems and their status, usually an annual reporting as traditionally been. And now agencies are moving, thanks to OMB, to monthly reporting, but to automated. To being able to use, which allows agencies and OMB to use this data, and that's really what's key.
We're speaking with Bruce Levinson, editor of FISMA Focus from the Center for Regulatory Effectiveness. Now, let's back up a little bit one step further and say that the FISMA law, which is now 10 years old, doesn't specifically say for agencies to continuously monitor their networks, but it doesn't say they can't do it. It seems like now in current times, agencies are doing this as a way of extending what they do with respect to FISMA.
Well, it's really part of the risk management framework that NIST created, where continuous monitoring was the final capstone requirement. But actually, the requirement for continuous monitoring actually goes much farther back to the Paperwork Reduction Act and OMB's information policy responsibilities, which include monitoring, testing, and evaluation of information security controls. So that basic concept goes back really to the birth of FISMA, and now we're looking at how best to do it. NIST has come out with SP 800-137, and also the CSERS framework and the framework extension. So we're looking at taking these concepts and applying them, hopefully in a cost-effective way, in a way that improves security.
We're talking with Bruce Levinson, the editor of FISMA Focus at the Center for Regulatory Effectiveness. And one of the issues that continues to pop up is that being compliant does feel endless. It is endless. It's a constantly evolving landscape. So how do you advise agencies on how to keep up with that evolution?
Before before they keep up with the evolution is to start with a baseline. And that means not only the right software tools, but as you mentioned earlier, the leadership from the agency working with the CIO Council, working with NIST and the other agencies that are providing the education on the steps that need to be taken, the guidance, the compliance. It's an evolving process, and it's actually a fairly transparent process, which makes it easier for agencies to participate. And that's what we found NASA did, that when a lot of agencies were very hesitant with CyberScope, NASA really took leadership. A couple other agencies did, but NASA really showed a lot of leadership in seeing this as an opportunity to dispense with a lot of the paperwork.
So who should be the responsible party here? Is it the CISO, the CIO, or somebody even higher level than that?
Everyone's responsible. Yeah, we can talk about the CIO and the CISO, and they're going to set within their agency, the priorities and so forth. But we also need to look at the working level staff. These are the people who make it all possible. And we've talked about continuous monitoring and software packages. Not one thing to realize is not everything can be automated. And again, it's looking at what those continuous monitoring is going to tell you. It's translating that into action. It's being able to change what you're doing based on news that comes in. For example, the key part in our story was the RSA hack that occurred a couple of years ago. So it's looking at that and really staying on top, working with the rest of the community, rather than just saying, hey, you're in charge. Here's another thing on your performance appraisal chart.